Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 9:03 on ESPN 97.5. Bottom of the hour, we're going to have Gilton Gross join us. Gamer, who is... he's got there's stuff going on
there's
in the gaming industry.
Yeah.
There's some controversy going on.
For those of you you're having gamers on, can you just listen? Trust me, this is an engrossing
pun intended. Gross.
It's an engrossing topic, and we found out yesterday that gaming, this is 100% true. Gaming, experts have found that gaming can burn 200 calories an hour. Doesn't feel like a high number necessarily.
No, especially since they're probably, munching on chips and stuff. Probably they're probably gaining weight as they're gaming. But okay,
24 hours. If you stayed up all night and you played video games for 24 hours, you do the math on that. That's pretty good. You're up over 4,000 calories.
Yeah.
A lot of these gamers stay up for 24 hours.
If you stay up and do that. Yeah. You're probably doing a lot of blow or something on while you're doing it.
Oh, they don't need to. The gamers don't do blow. They just do, I don't know. Well, I mean, Mountain Dew is the old joke, but I would imagine a lot of them now are Adderall. I was thinking about this. Today is Lil Pump's birthday. I know you're excited about that. Gazzy Garcia, a.k.a. Lil Pump. He's 21. He's all grossed up. And I've been waiting for he's a young man. I feel like he's coming to manhood here, Lil Pump, and he is the architect of such amazing hit tracks as Gucci Gang and Esket It. Well, I'm curious, did you ever find a clean version or a cleaned up version of Esket It, for example? Here, this is Gucci Gang, John. I want you to listen. Can you tell me anything that's being said? This is what's called mumble rap. Also,
well,
the kids call mumble
because you're talking.
Okay.
Gucci gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what that is.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah. I can't buy no wedding ring.
Good. You do understand some mumble rap.
No, it's because he's got a Gucci gang. Gucci gang. Still slinging dope in the jets. He's still slinging dope.
Yep.
Ooh, not it. Good for him.
Well, that, you didn't know
Bossy
that
man. Company. Yeah, Bossy man. Yeah.
Is your wife Gucci gang?
Yeah, my wife. Yeah.
Is she Gucci gang?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. She's...
Well, I don't know if she's Gucci gang or she's just
she's
Louis
leader
gang.
Of the pack.
Louis gang.
My wife's the leader of the pack.
Oh, Gucci gang?
Yeah.
Ask her if she might like Lil Pump. Have you ever heard Esket It?
I kind of like that.
Okay. If you like that, and I wanted to see what your favorite
I was surprised
Lil Pump
that we
had
you were able to play something that long that would be FCC.
Well, it's a clean version.
I think I found another clean version, we'll try this, but this one, it doesn't have the assurances that the other one did.
Yeah,
so
we'll just be prepared. And even if he's cusses, we won't understand it. It won't matter. Here's another little pump. See which one you like better.
Okay.
Go ahead. Are you familiar with anything that he is?
No, I'm not familiar, but
No, you're familiar with any? Have you made yourself familiar with any of his lyrics?
No. But I kind of enjoy his work. I mean, I've got nothing against.
You like the beats or the lyrics?
he's no Pierre Bourne, but okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Or he's not DaBaby. Did you see this story?
About the well, let me just ask you a question. Do you know what that song is called?
Something to do with skeeting or something?
Esketit.
Esketit?
Do you know what that means?
Esketit. No.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Esketit. Okay. Obviously.
Yeah.
Esketit.
Yeah. Okay. It's not that difficult.
But which of your favorite
Esketit
Lil Pump songs? Esketit. Do you like Esketit better than Gucci Gang?
I kind of like Gucci Gang.
I thought you, yeah Gucci I Gang. I need to show you the video for Gucci Gang. But, and then I need to show you the video that Pete Davidson and the guys from Saturday Night Live did.
Yeah.
The spoof of Gucci Gang. It's pretty strong.
Now, did you hear what DaBaby did?
No. What did he do this time? What? Now, are we DaBaby or Lil Baby?
DaBaby.
Okay.
DaBaby.
Lil Baby's, that's James's guy.
Well, DaBaby apparently was bumps. Called out by the LGBTQ plus community.
DaBaby is, okay, so I'm familiar with this story. He's, let's just say, unrepentant.
Yes, he is unrepentant. Apparently, during his Rolling Loud Miami set, thank you. He gave a thank you for coming and supporting me and my music. And then he said this, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighter up. Okay. So then, you know, the crowd was putting its cell phone lighter up, followed by, fellas, if you ain't, how to put this one? Oh, if you aren't.
You can't. There's nothing you can do.
S&D in the parking lot.
Yeah, you can.
Put your cell phone lighter up. Then later, he made sure to clarify to LGBT that his fans aren't nasty.
Yeah.
Or nasty.
He basically said, you're not going to cancel. There's no canceling
me. My fans aren't
me.
Gay, pretty much is what he said.
Yeah.
Only he put it in a not so delicate way.
Yes.
With an N-bomb in there.
He basically said, yes, he did.
Yes.
And then when people were expecting, well, he'll be forced to apologize. DaBaby is not being forced to apologize.
Well, he at first he was open to hearing about HIV and AIDS, and then he said, nah.
You just shut it down?
I ain't about that.
Well, we'll see what happens.
You know what? That ain't my fan.
I think that what we're finding out is if somebody just says, nah, I'm not gonna. This is one that would pretty much end anyone's career.
Yeah. This is one of those.
And DaBaby is just like, nah, I'm good.
This is one of those, are you worth it? Because it's kind of, you know, do you like DaBaby's music and you want to go see him? But you're kind of not all like down with all of his thoughts on LGBTQ.
So you think this is like Dell with a chicken sandwich?
Chicken sandwich
from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, it's a Chick-fil-A thing.
Where he says, that's fine, I'm still going to go watch
DaBaby.
Yeah.
I know what you think about,
okay,
about the gay community.
You think that's
you
what
know,
it is?
But I'm still going to go get your chicken sandwich because it's good.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be what it is.
That
I
might
don't know.
Be it. That is it.
Yeah, I did see DaBaby is not really backing down from anything at all.
No.
Not really backing down from anything.
He's apparently subscribing to that. They can't cancel you if you just don't say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's just.
What are people going to do?
Basically, say it! No. You got to. Then we got to go after his record label. And his record label's like, we already trying to talk to DaBaby.
Sorry, we just cashed another check for all of his sales and streams.
We're going to tell. Well, I guess what we can do is just come out and say, we do not condone the words of DaBaby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you can say.
What are you going to do?
Because now if he stops selling, DaBaby will lose his.
Yeah.
DaBaby will lose his record deal.
Yeah, because you're going to be.
Who do you like better, DaBaby or Lil Pump?
Well, I'm going with Lil Pump because I think DaBaby's a little rough around the edges.
DaBaby's much rougher around the edges.
Yeah.
DaBaby gets in some trouble.
Yeah.
DaBaby gets in more trouble than just that.
He doesn't use his words well.
Lil Pump is just.
He doesn't put words together well.
Just a sucker.
Tim Tebow was released. Now ESPN has an entire 30-minute show
They're
on it.
They're scrambling right now.
To get all the Tim Tebow
commentary they possibly can. Wow. This was a guy who had, I thought, very little chance of making it.
So that was our top 25 poll segment.
Number one, Alabama. Number two, Da Baby. No, no. Lil Pump. Number three, Da Baby.
Yeah, I think you
and
can.
Number four, Ohio
I think
State.
You can roll out the top five.
Well,
okay,
this is
take
what
a
happened.
Guess. Well, okay. Well, you'll guess it on the other side.
Okay,
but right now,
I'm going to get make five.
I'll tell
guesses.
You who's an under. You know who's an underdog? A lot of teams around here.
Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com. That's where you go to play the hottest fantasy sports action right now. It's at Underdog Fantasy. This is not a fly-by-night group. I know you've heard different names of different companies, and I've been with those different sites, and I've played. This is completely different. I get an actual draft every single time out, whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA. They have actual drafts. And I have smaller leagues, three-man leagues, six-man leagues. It's got daily. They've got full seasons for football, and I love this. It's called the best ball format. And what it means is you draft your whole team. I think there's 17 or 18 players on your team. And then whoever performs the best that week is who your starters are. There's no waiver wire. There's no sit or start. You just have your top 18 players, and whoever your best scorers are, your different positions that you have to have each week, that's who is going to be, scoring for you. So if you're someone willing to take a chance on some more volatile players, it could pay off big for you. If you know your sport, you got a chance to win big. Underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio. They're going to give you a $25 deposit when you make your or $25 cash into your account when you make your first deposit. Underdogfantasy.com.
What? Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you gotta do it with the FM. All you gotta do is say your mic.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear my for me?
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. In about 15 minutes, Gilton Gross is going to be joining us, so we'll talk a little gaming here. It's something you don't,
really excited to
you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. So, guess the top 20. If you miss any of the top five in college football this year, I'm going to say top six. You can do whatever order.
Okay. Alabama.
Yep.
Ohio State.
Yep.
Clemson.
Yep.
Texas A&M.
Six.
They look so quarterback and four offensive starters on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you said sixth?
Yeah.
Oh, so no. Oh, I got top six.
You got two more.
Okay. It's not SMU.
It's not SMU.
Let's do.
It's two that are always there.
It's not in the pack. Oh, Georgia?
Yeah.
It can't be Big Ten. Is another S? Oh, not LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Not Big. Oh, Oklahoma?
Yep. It's Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas A&M. I'm going to tell you this. There's a chance. Spencer Ratliff could be the Texans quarterback next year.
Mm-hmm. There's a chance.
He could be the number one pick next year.
Once again, I'm going to tell you to keep your eye on Keaton Slovis from USC, just because I think he fits the physical narrative. And then, of course, Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Keaton Slovis. And I don't think Sam Howell, but... Yeah, I do think that Spencer Rattler's going to have a big year.
He's going to have a big year. He's going to be, yeah.
Can you get a good vibe for him? I don't feel like he's a...
So
maybe he needs to convince
will me. Will A&M finish a six or better?
No.
They're going to finish lower in the poll.
I just think it's so hard when you've lost. They lost their starting left tackle, center, right guard, right tackle, four-year starter quarterback. But I will say this. I think A&M has a couple quarterbacks that are talented, and I'm not sure. I like the growth that Kellen Mond showed under Jimbo Fisher. I don't think Kellen Mond was some kind of game breaker under Jimbo Fisher's running game. This team's built on a running game.
Yeah.
So Isaiah Spiller is awfully good. I mean, they have two really good running backs. I don't think there's going to be a big drop off at the quarterback position just because Kellen Mond's gone.
No, honestly. I don't think so.
But I think the running game is where I'm curious is if they block it up front. They have a good left guard. I'm just curious if they can block
it. It'll be interesting to see. It's probably going to be King, but it'll be interesting to see if they don't pick the other guy who's more of a thrower. Texas finishes. Texas is 21. Will they finish higher or lower?
They got some of the same issues, but their offensive line is they got like three guys returning. They got a really good running back. Their wide receivers were not good last year, so it doesn't matter. New quarterback who I think is pretty talented. A lot of guys changing out in the secondary, but it's a lot more wiggle room at 21. You got a lesser conference. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say with the new head coach, I'm going to say yes. I think they finish somewhere in the top 18.
Yeah.
Top 20. I think it will be close, but I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they could have themselves a nice year, a nice bounce back year. I think this is going to, I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people, every team is going to be coming after them. OU too, but I think Texas is probably more vulnerable in this, with what's going on, that teams are going to be pissed off, and they're all coming after Texas this year. I don't know. I can see a couple, three losses, but that still could get them in the top 20. A couple, three losses this year. Bijan Robinson is their best player, and he is their most likely to win the Heisman. Everybody has Isaiah Spiller for Texas A&M. He's their most likely to win the Heisman or be their Heisman candidate.
I love Spiller. Spiller and Bijan Robinson, you know, if we're just talking about SEC teams like Texas and Texas A&M, you know, if we're just talking about the best running backs in the SEC, we're obviously talking about Robinson from Texas. Are we allowed to call Texas an SEC
team? No, not yet. They're still in the Big 12 as of now.
But they're in SEC.
Right.
Do they cheer like, okay, I need to know how this works because I need to be able to tell my wife who's a Longhorn. So, if Alabama wins another national championship, is she supposed to say SEC?
Yes, she SEC. Has to say
okay,
SEC.
Okay, so you do.
Yes.
But then Bijan Robinson is not one of the top running backs in the SEC?
Well, it's not this year per se. But she still, if they win the Big 12, then they have to.
Oh, she doesn't. Wait, no, she doesn't have to. Does she get to say SEC?
Wait a minute. When they're winning, how many, listen. When they're winning a big game in the in the Big 12 mm-hmm. at home, let's say they come back and they beat Oklahoma State in the final seconds.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're going to ask me this.
Then they all start chanting SEC, SEC.
Here's the funniest part of this. You know plenty of Longhorns. I do, too. I didn't know one Longhorn who was happy for Texas A&M when they went to the SEC.
Not one.
As a matter of fact, I didn't know one Longhorn who didn't say they would be the doormat of the conference, and then immediately they were a factor, and Johnny Manziel was awesome. But I don't know one single Longhorn fan that didn't say, good luck, you're going to get your asses kicked, and you're the doormat of the conference. Congratulations. I didn't know one Longhorn fan that didn't wish them ill will on their move. And I didn't know one Longhorn
fan.
And I've never known one Longhorn fan, basically, who didn't dislike the SEC because they think they're an overrated conference or they get too much of this or too much of that. That's why this is such an interesting dichotomy for me is – on one hand, you have spent your whole life dismissing the SEC and trying to play against it, and you disliked them even more when A&M went there. And now that you're going to the SEC, I have Longhorn friends who I can't find any of them that are excited about this for two reasons. Number one, you've typically spent a long time badmouthing the SEC, at least some Longhorns. And then number two, I think it is the realization that this could really be severe ass kickings.
Yes.
We're having a hard enough time with Iowa State and Baylor and
well,
TCU
so was Texas A&M,
and
though,
Texas
at the time.
Tech.
So was Texas A&M at the time.
That's true.
They were middle of the pack.
This is what I don't
Big
get,
12.
Though.
And that's exactly what Texas, know who you are. You've been middle of the pack, Big 12.
Okay, tell me this. This is what I don't understand. People love to make this argument, and I haven't found anyone who can make sense of this for me. Well, now that Texas is going to the SEC, it opens up a whole new amount of players for them to recruit. No, it doesn't. You get five stars and high four stars all the time. You are the school that has had an advantage inside one of the most talent-rich states in the entire, like, why? Because you're playing in the SEC, yeah, you have a better chance.
Well, it's funny though. Mike Jones, the linebacker from Clemson, just transferred this offseason to LSU.
I saw his reasoning, and yeah, I didn't know if I bought it. I didn't know if there's something else where he was kind of forced out. He said he wanted to play in the very best conference.
Yes.
Dude, you play in national, you play in the you're in a tournament all the time.
But you are playing, you're playing against Wake Forest, you're playing against, I mean, even, you know,
it doesn't hurt your draft status.
North Carolina State.
Look where Clemson and gets
Georgia
drafted.
Georgia Tech.
Look where Clemson players get drafted.
No,
get drafted.
Do. They real do. High. They do. But I guess he just wanted, and you know what? We'll see how good he is, and you know what? He's going to have to adapt and be. It's risky business going over there to LSU with all the athletes. He said that the room is unbelievable, how many athletes. But there is something different. Now, will Texas
starter?
Fans chant SEC, SEC when they win?
Yeah, he was.
Will opposing stadiums chant SEC, SEC when they beat Texas?
Yes.
No question.
There can be no question that, yes, there can be no question that if a Big 12 team is beating Texas, or maybe even Oklahoma for that matter, that they will chant SEC in the stands.
It's going
to
be awesome. It's going to be.
If they don't, they're missing out on a huge opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
When they beat them, they go to Iowa State and they beat Texas, they're going to be SEC.
Yeah, I can't. Texas fans, I think in general, and I know I'm kind of stereotyping a lot of you guys, I think they consider themselves
better
above the SEC,
yeah,
and better than the SEC. Better than old dirty SEC folk, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Brian Caswell.
I think there's a fear factor going on here.
No, I think there better be.
Yes.
There better be a fear factor.
No.
Brian Caswell.
I don't think they're all down with this move because they're like, ooh.
I talked to my old chef buddy, Brian Caswell, whose dad played at Texas A&M, and Brian is a huge Aggie, right? And Brian, I didn't tell you, I wasn't doing radio with you at the time. When Manziel played, Caswell goes, Caswell was catering this dinner for this huge bigwig Aggie guy out on his land, and this guy brought in like trailers or campers that you could stay in, really high end campers you could stay in a night. And Cas was like, come on out there with me and watch. I mean, come on out there with me, come party. I'm going to be doing the food there for this big party. And then we're going to go see LSU and Texas A&M. A lot of LSU fans were, you know, rich LSU fans were coming to this thing. And I'm like, cool. So we went and saw Johnny Manziel versus LSU, and LSU won that game. But he made the point yesterday to me. He said, A&M is about to really have a bonding experience with the rest of the SEC because he said, we will all come together to hate Texas.
Yes, yes.
Because once they get a load of Texas, they're going to realize, oh, we didn't like Ole Miss. We really don't like Texas.
It's a bigger.
I didn't realize Ole Miss. I knew Ole Miss was a little hoity-toity. Right. I didn't realize that Ole Miss had that standing. But yeah, trust me, I think Texas is going to be a very polarized. I think Oklahoma will fit in. They'll be like a better version of Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll fit in.
Taking a break, and when we come back, gamer Gilton Gross,
yes,
joining us next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first,
so it's time for me to tell you about my man Craig DeSerf over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Craig DeSerf is awesome because he has the very best offers out there right now. A huge $3,000 purchase allowance on 2021 GMC Sierra pickup trucks. This is your chance to get one of the coolest pickup trucks that you're going to find out there on the market with the great, basically, discount that you're getting. Now, there's more than just that. They give you greater trade-in value for your pre-owned vehicle. If your pre-owned vehicle has relatively lower miles on it, you're going to be astonished at what the money you get on that, because there's such a market for pre-owned vehicles right now. But this is a great opportunity for you to go see for yourself how Gulf Coast Chevrolet and why they're one of the top. They're called 5%ers, where they're in the 5% range nationally in a variety of categories, and with GMC, and they are the best here around the city of Houston. About 42 minutes from downtown, but it's worth thousands of dollars to make the trip. Go to LandZCars.com or Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We don't often talk about gaming, but there's a big story out that just came out, and it caught our eye. So we said, yeah. You know what, in our pre-show meeting, said we got to get a hold of one of these gamers, because apparently we found that men can burn 210 calories per hour and women can burn 236 calories per hour of playing games. Gaming. Which is, listen, 400, if you play for 2 hours, 400 calories burned is the equivalent of doing 1,000 sit-ups. How about this?
And you can tell because a lot of the gamers are ripped. So 1,000 sit-ups, according to this company, game platform Skatester. I got a direct message from him, from Gilton Gross. So let's give him a call right
now.
Can you do that on the air? Let's see if we can.
He's a big gamer.
Huge gamer.
Yeah.
Huge gamer. He's named most aggressive gamer of 2018.
Well,
which I'm not.
So I wonder, he probably was next to nothing, weighed next to nothing, because if you're if the most aggressive gamer, you know how many calories you're burning?
Yeah, that's right. If the average is 420 calories in a 2 hour session of gaming,
he probably burn about 800.
Here, hear if it's ringing. Let's see if it's Gilton Gross.
Gilton Gross is joining us here, hopefully on ESPN
97.5,
92.5.
Hello,
Gilton.
Gilton, is that you?
This is me, Gilton. Greetings, fellow Chads.
Hey, what's going on? We're calling. This is John Lance here, radio here.
I don't
in
know
Houston.
What that
How
means,
you doing?
Fellow Chad. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we're all Chads, gentlemen. We like to talk sports. We like to pull chicks. How are you?
We're doing good. We're married though, so we pulled our chicks a while back, and we did pretty good. And hopefully, you're going to do pretty good as well. I would imagine you were. You were named the 2018 most aggressive gamer. Can you give us an example of what that entitled, like, I mean, what that entailed being considered the most aggressive gamer?
Well, when I walk in the room, it's a sight to see. Most gamers are already intimidated by how I look. As you can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm ripped. I'm toned.
Yeah.
I've got abs on abs. Things are going to go down. So that's the first step, is that, you know, physical confrontation. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, it's about your trash talk, okay? Your dog water, your trash, your nothing. You're just telling people that they are lower than dirt. What's your name, sir?
This is Lance.
And I'm John.
That's John.
Lance, what's your last name?
Zerline.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Zerline. Do you want to work out some trash? Like, what would you... Can you give me an example of some trash talk, some of the stuff that made you 2018's most aggressive gamer?
Sure. If I was up against you, I'd be like, oh, Lance Zerline, more like pants art, clean, stop pooping stuff.
Let's see. That is a roast.
Right.
That is a roast.
Roasted.
Yeah.
So if you were playing against me, my name is John Granato. Like, what kind of trash would you throw my way?
John Granato, tomato, tomato, doesn't matter, you're losing.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's quick stuff there.
Yeah.
So it says here in this article that gaming is actually good for burning calories, which we had.
That's why you're ripped?
Yeah, we had, and it's, I guess that's why you have abs on abs. But it says that
on abs.
I thought about the third one. That 420 calories in a 2 hour gaming session is the equivalent of doing 1,000 sit ups. Now that doesn't seem right to me, but you say you have abs on abs on abs. So does that feel right to you that 2 hours of gaming is the equivalent of 1,000 sit-ups?
Well, Lance, it feels a little on the low side. I am burning calories as we speak. I am gaming as we speak.
Wow.
I am doing my entire daily routine as we speak.
Wow. So you're burning calories. That's why you have abs on abs on abs on abs. I don't know if maybe I put in one too many.
That's the correct amount of abs, yeah.
That's the correct amount of abs. Well, that's interesting. Now, it also is that women burn more, apparently. While you're only burning 210, they're burning 236. Is there a reason that maybe women burn.
Well, I can't quite speak for the fairer sex, but I can tell about my own personal triumphs in the art of playing both games and getting games.
That makes sense. You were involved in a big controversy. And I just heard a little bit about it.
What is this?
We're not trying to ambush you, but I think it's important that we tell our let our listeners in on, you know, just everything that's taking place with you. A lot of people don't know who you are.
I find that hard to believe, sir.
I know. How many Twitch followers do you have?
Oh, a lot. I think 77 sounds pretty high.
Okay. Yeah, that's less than I would have thought, but
yeah,
less than what we have watching our Twitch stream right now. But what was the controversy you were involved in?
I was accused of putting PEDs in my Mountain Dew.
What were you accused of?
PEDs in the Mountain Dew.
In the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I try to keep things quick, guys.
Does this help you with gaming?
Well, you see, I'm doing exercises while I game. If I can take a little bit of an extra supplement, allegedly, that will help me obtain the game, okay? And that's the thing. I play the games, obtain the game.
So do you, your exercises, like, I thought the whole point was you were getting exercise by just sitting there gaming.
Well, there's other things you can do to supplement. Now, gentlemen, do you know what the largest muscle in the body is?
It's the tongue, I believe. Or the strongest?
It's your thumbs.
Yeah. Oh, it's your thumbs.
It's your thumbs. If you're twiddling your thumbs, if you're going left, going right, you're going to burn some cow.
That's the biggest muscle in the body?
It sure is.
I don't think that doesn't check out.
I'll be honest.
Twiddle the thumbs, the games will come.
You twiddle, the dames will come.
That's correct.
So where do you live? I mean, you got your own place.
I would imagine you're extremely successful.
Yeah,
I am highly successful. I live with my mother.
No question, man. And you're not in a basement, are you, by any chance?
No, I'm in the attic.
You're in the
not a lot of basements here.
No,
oh, that's true. Oh, you're in Houston. That's right. You got that 832.
Sugarland, baby.
Yeah, Sugarland.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we really, I mean, abs upon abs upon abs upon abs.
Who's your big inspiration in your life? Because my kids are playing a lot of video games right now, and I'm, you know, I hope that they're one day as successful as you and have the abs that you obviously have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I'm ripped. I'm toned.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you're very toned, but what's your inspiration? Who do you do it for?
Well, my father, Guilford Gross. By the way, did you say my last name was Gross?
Yeah, I thought it was Gross, yeah. Yeah.
I take high offense to that. I am not Gross. I am a Chad. Okay, I pull.
Okay, you pull. You're right. No question. I thought it was Gross. Spelled Gross, so I thought it was Gross. I didn't think it was Gross.
See, if you want to talk about Gross, we can talk about my father. Okay, my father is my inspiration, but not in the way you might think. My father was the Donkey Kong champion of 1979, before the game was even out.
Yeah, I was going to say, the timeline didn't match up, but before it was even out. What happened?
No, I thought of it. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you did. And so what? So how is he here? Is that the only reason? Because he was Donkey Kong champ?
Well, he was a Donkey Kong champion, and he was very, very successful. But see, he was a tub of lard. He was large. He took up 3 gaming chairs, again, before they were invented. Now, he was sitting in said chairs, playing in the Donkey Kong championship, and some of his neck sweat went down to his controller, fried him up.
Yeah.
He died.
He died?
Oh, neck sweat. Neck sweat.
Yeah. He died
electric shock due to neck sweat.
Hmm.
Are you following, gentlemen?
That's a sad story to leave us with, but we got to go. We're out of time, but
gotta go.
We appreciate you.
You got to get back to dominating trash talking.
I know you're busy.
I'm playing as we speak, gentlemen.
I know you're
busy.
Don't
forget cheek checks. Okay? Huh? One cheek, check him each time you're playing. 1-2.
No, you don't cheat.
Ma, meatloaf. It was good to talk to you, Gilton.
Yeah,
That's a different name.
I actually feel really good about my kids playing video games now because I just kept thinking, you know, that whole phrase couch potatoes. Now that I found out that playing two hours of video game, My son Mason gets 2,000 sit-ups in a day, minimum.
Because he plays.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Now, I have not seen the
4 hours every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I haven't seen the abs come in. Yeah, oh, like 4 consecutive hours.
Yeah.
So he's doing 2,000, basically what it amounts to. And Gilton told us it's actually more than that. But, yeah, it's like he's doing 2,000 sit-ups a day. And one of these days, I'm going to start seeing those abs pop up on top of abs. And then eventually on top of abs.
We got a lot of we got news of the weird coming your way next, and we got some Olympic stories. You thought it was over? Not really over. No. So we'll tell you about that next. But right now, get those kids those cars.
Carsforkids.org. Carsforkids.org. Now, it's easy to get into. The website's easy to get into, right? You find out all about the company if you want. But all you need to know is that you are going to have a tax write-off when you donate your car, your SUV, your RV, your motorcycle. Whether it's running or not, they don't care. They'll come out there. They'll pick it up. They'll tow it away. They'll get it off your property. And they'll do title search and transfer. They make it so easy for you. You're simply making the initial move to get them to come out and get your car. And what you're going to do is end up getting a tax write-off and allows you to write off the car and not the kid, because they work with our friends over at Houston Can Academies to help get kids a second chance at a diploma. So you are doing something nice, and you're getting a tax benefit, and you're getting that crap out of your yard. That's what you're doing, or out of your driveway. Carsforkids.org. They make it super simple. Why not take advantage of it today? Carsforkids.org.
Tell me everything's all right.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The Dean of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right, 9:48, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Charlie Polillo up next here. Charlie, do you pitch to Salvador Perez in that situation?
I had no problem with it.
I did.
You live with the results. I mean, Perez is the only bat in their lineup that's above average. He would be the one guy, don't let him beat you, and they let him beat him. It was not a bad pitch. He just happened to dunk it in the right field. Like Howie Hendricks' home run. Will Harrison make a bad pitch? He sliced one and hit the foul ball.
It was still
But you're walking Harris. The bases loaded, and then you're putting the pitcher in a situation where you can walk in the go-ahead run. It was righty versus righty. So I don't think it was a terrible decision, but it's certainly one that can be second-guessed or, as you were doing, sounds like during the game, first-guessing. I'm not going to pitch to this guy. He has way more home runs.
As he was walking up, I said, walk him. Walk him.
Yeah, and Dusty cited Carlos Santana, who's been a good player for a lot of years. Well, this year he's hitting .223. He certainly hasn't been what Salvador Perez has been. So I don't think it was a felonious managerial offense. But let's face it, when it comes to strategy, Dusty Baker's never going down in the Mensa category of managers.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Now, he's the personality guy, the tempo guy, the everyday morale, the esprit de corps guy. But if it's chess, grandmaster, he's never been thought of.
Well, and when Taylor Jones was up for yeah. Alvarez.
Now, that seemed odd. Even by Dusty standards.
That was
curious strategy, and then we find out he had a stomach ache.
I don't want to be around that
and
dugout
cheap
bathroom.
Garbage Kansas City barbecue for lunch, probably.
That's right. That's the problem. So I'm sure you'll break it all down in your show next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
I find it comforting knowing that I can run the bases better than many major leaguers on a really
good team. Oh, my goodness.
It's just ridiculous.
And I didn't mind Aledmys Diaz because I thought, you know, if the throw goes through,
make
he's
sure
at second.
You get the run.
Yeah, and he's two outs.
And Michael Brantley?
Yeah, well, that, not so much.
Jake Myers?
Not so much.
Quick question before I get out of here as we happy crosstalk it. Excluding anyone current, because we don't want to risk hurting any feelings, favorite recurrent guest you've had through the years?
John Hadley was really good way back when at 6'10". He was our college football guy and just kind of lunatic. Yours has got to be Phil Steele.
Well, for what he does, but for the personality and storytelling, I might go with Phil Garner. Rudy T in the heyday, because great guy.
Well, well, then ours would be Lance Berkman or Jose Lima.
Jose Lima probably won Lance Berkman, too.
Yeah. There's a nostalgia trip. Phil Garner today, 11:15. We think. We had him booked twice in the last month. The first time he was boogie boarding with his grandchildren. Last week he forgot he was on his tractor.
Wow. So he
Phil Garner, living the retirement life.
I can do it for my tractor. Like, we'll just get you back next week.
Charlie, are you going to the New York State Fair this year?
It opens Friday. Other year of my life except one, because it traditionally, I think, was held in Syracuse upstate. So maybe once in the summer. But no, I will not.
Well, you can smoke weed there this year, so you might rethink going.
Good to know. As soon as the glaucoma kicks in, I'm there.
Yeah. No. But. You can. It apparently now it's a rule. You can smoke weed there.
It's a rule that you can.
Yeah, now they made it a rule. You can. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's another rule. United Airlines tells their crews not to duct tape passengers anymore.
What?
Well, anymore?
Well, you've noticed there have been a few duct tapes over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and they say they're extremely effective. Somebody on Twitter who's a
No.
When you're acting crazy.
Yeah. This one guy was grabbing stewardesses.
They're taught to do that. They're like, that's a technique to subdue them in the air.
Yeah.
If you're getting grabby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to touch.
The guy was super drunk. There was a lady who was doing something that was very volatile, said she was going to open up the door of the plane. As soon as that happened, they're like, get the duct tape.
Yeah. Right around all the arm hair.
All the way around the seat. You're duct taped to a seat, and it's very effective.
You're not supposed to touch the air waitresses, apparently.
They're not waitresses.
And now, there's a couple of news and notes from the Olympics. You see, China actually won the Olympics, the medals.
Oh, did they end up winning a medal?
Yeah, they're claiming Hong Kong and Taiwan's medals.
Do we get Canada's?
No, we don't own Canada.
Do we get Mexico's?
Like they own Taiwan and Hong Kong.
We get Canada. We get Mexico. Yes, we kind of get Mexico. Yes, we do.
I don't know if that's the case. And apparently the Olympics have just started in North Korea.
Oh, they just kicked it off and they're winning all the medals?
Yeah. Well, no, they're not participating. They didn't want to get COVID, so they didn't send any representatives.
North Koreans, probably they're kicking their own off and they keep winning.
Well,
gold, silver, and bronze.
No, and they're like showing the England and Australia women's soccer game. They're really it's just weird.
Well, I got a question for you. Yeah. What do you do every year for Lent?
I give up alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And how does it go?
Yeah, it goes well.
Yeah, you usually do pretty good with that, right? Yeah. It's hard though.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Not for someone that likes to partake.
Giving up stuff for Lent is to give up anything at any point. Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard for Sinya Ovechnyokova claims that she was actually lured into indulging in a juicy McDonald's hamburger.
Right.
And now she's not loving it. The Russian woman is allegedly suing the fast food chain after claiming that seeing a mouthwatering cheeseburger commercial made her break her fast during Lent. When I saw an advertising banner, I could not help myself, said Ovchevkovkanina.
Hmm.
An Orthodox Christian in a court statement regarding the Big Mac. The unhappy meal reportedly occurred in April 2019 while the Omsk native was observing Lent. She is now suing. She said she had adhered to the belt tightening custom for a month when she saw an advertiser for a cheeseburger and nuggets.
She's suing. And I can't have.
You know how much for?
Speaking, it's $1 million or something.
Nope, $14.
$14, that's what she's suing for? Well, anyway, speaking of the Big Mac, a man in Oconee County, South Carolina, has been arrested. Apparently, he stole a horse, and he was hiding it in his bedroom.
He hit a horse in his bedroom,
and he was caught, surprisingly caught, because for whatever, they opened the front door, and deputies saw horse feces in the living room.
Oh, my God. All over the place.
Yeah. And then when they demanded he come out of the bedroom, they found the full-size quarter horse standing in the middle of the bedroom, probably dumping some more. So
did he not put up a fight?
No, he didn't. No.
So they didn't say, come out of the bedroom, and he didn't go, nay.
Oh, see. That was...
Oh.
That was awful. Dad joke to finish up the show. And I'm finishing it up right now with good news for you, and that's Champion Energy. Champion Energy is what you need if you're looking to save some money every single month. Champion Energy I've been with for a dozen years now, and Champion Energy is one of the best things that I did because I have saved, I can't tell you, probably tens of thousands of dollars over the years, over these 12 years because of Champion Energy. And that's not even, that is not hyperbole. Literally tens of thousands of dollars because it was so expensive when I joined. And you'll see immediate savings when you join Champion Energy. Do what Alex Bregman does. Go with Champion. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.